Many believe that 1 Corinthians 13, 9 and 10 say that tongues will cease when the perfect comes. But that can't be true, as these verses don't even mention tongues. They only say that prophecy and knowledge cease when the perfect comes. Tongues cease in a different manner, and this is verified by the use of different verbs and verb tenses in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 8. In this verse, the verb for the cessation of both prophecy and knowledge is in the passive voice, meaning that something will cause them to cease. But the verb which tells us that tongues will cease is in the middle voice, meaning that tongues will make themselves cease or automatically cease of themselves. That's from the RWP commentary. Therefore, tongues cease in a different manner to prophecy and knowledge. So what is the perfect? Many believe it is Jesus, but perfect is a neuter adjective, not masculine, meaning that it is not describing God or Jesus. Also, why would Jesus' return selectively do away with only the two gifts of prophecy and knowledge? Something that is perfect and very clearly linked to prophecy and knowledge is the Bible, as the following show. Firstly, the Bible is made up entirely of prophecy and knowledge. It starts with the knowledge of creation in Genesis and ends with the prophecy of Revelation. In between, it is full of prophecy and knowledge. Next, the word perfect can be translated as complete. The Bible was completed when Revelation was written, around 95 AD. Next, when Paul wrote 1 Corinthians, about 55 AD, the Bible was incomplete, and that is why he said that prophecy and knowledge were in part. That's in 1 Corinthians 13, 9 and 10. Next, after the book of Revelation was written, God ceased giving supernatural revelations of prophecy and knowledge to man, as he had nothing further for them to add to the Bible. And lastly, the Bible can't be added to today. It's perfect. It's complete. Each of the above points clearly point to the perfect being the completed Bible. When 1 Corinthians was written, prophecy and knowledge was said to be in part, because the Bible itself was in part. It was incomplete. After the book of Revelation was written, the Bible was complete. Then, because God had given man all the revelations of prophecy and knowledge he wanted in the Bible, prophecy and knowledge were done away with. The perfect, complete Bible had come and can no longer be added to. The knowledge that has ceased is not personal knowledge, as that would only happen if we became brain dead. What has ceased is the supernatural knowledge that God gave to man to insert in the Bible, things like how to run the church. Likewise, the prophecy that has ceased is supernatural foretelling, that is, future prophecy, like Revelation, that was to be written into the Bible. Of course, forthtelling prophecy, which everyone does when expounding the Bible, has not ceased. So, what else, besides the Bible, fits so well? As already said, it's not Jesus, as perfect is neuter, not masculine. And also, why would Jesus' return selectively do away with only the two gifts of prophecy and knowledge? Some suggest that the perfect is referring to the maturity of the body of Christ, and that this maturity occurs at some stage after the completion of the New Testament. However, 1 Corinthians 13, 9 and 10 tell us that the supernatural revelations of prophecy and knowledge, which make up the New Testament, cease after the perfect comes. So, if the perfect is maturity, then prophecy and knowledge cease after maturity comes, which means that the New Testament is not completed until maturity. Of course, this doesn't make sense. What does make sense is that the perfect is referring to the Bible, and that prophecy and knowledge ceased as soon as Revelation was written, giving a completed New Testament, and only then was maturity possible. Also, it makes no sense to say that the coming millennium will be perfect, as death will still exist. That's in Isaiah 65, verse 20. Neither does it make sense to say that the new heaven and new earth are the perfect, because that would mean that prophecy and knowledge, gifts to the church, would still be in part for 1,000 years after the church has been raptured, all the way through the millennium until the new heavens and new earth come. Whatever the perfect is believed to be, two questions need answering. Firstly, why does it cause only prophecy and knowledge to cease? And secondly, given that only prophecy and knowledge cease with the coming of the perfect, when do tongues cease? Whether the perfect is believed to be Jesus' return, or maturity, or the millennium, or the new heavens and earth, or whatever, these questions need answers. Further evidence pointing to the perfect being the Bible is found in James 1:21-25. These verses talk about sinners who listen to the word, which can save them, but soon forget and don't do what it says. Then verse 25 speaks of men being blessed, saved, if they don't forget but continue in the perfect law that gives freedom. This is an obvious reference to the gospel. So, in James 1:25, the perfect law that gives freedom is referring to the Bible, just like the perfect in 1 Corinthians 13:9-10 refers to the Bible. Regarding tongues, not one verse states that tongues is a private prayer language that is read into the text. However, 1 Corinthians 14:21-22 say that tongues was a sign of judgment to the Jews, and this judgment came upon them in 70 AD when the Romans destroyed Jerusalem. After this, the sign of tongues was no longer needed. Tongues automatically ceased at some point when their purpose had been served. The following link shows how God used tongues as a sign of judgment from Genesis through to the New Testament. Amen.